56 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high near 70. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports a Creston man, 34-year-old Michael Eugene Matherly, was arrested Thursday afternoon on charges of violation of a no-contact or protective order contempt of court, threat, explosive, or incendiary device, and second violation of no-contact protective order contempt of court. Matherly was being held at the Union County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And on April 30th, 44-year-old Ernest Franklin Leaf of Des Moines was arrested in Creston for theft in the fifth degree. Leaf was cited and released from the scene with a promise to appear in court. A reminder today from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and that is that the Atlantic Small Business Relief Grant, launched by the Chamber in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, closes today at noon. The grant was kickstarted by a substantial donation from a community donor of $10,000, and then matched by First Whitney Bank and Trust. Bailey Smith, Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, says we're offering one more reminder to Atlantic small businesses that there's still time to apply. We're really pleased with the response to the program and look forward to helping as many small businesses as we can. Now, the grant will provide funds to local small businesses currently suffering economic hardship due to COVID-19. The grants, as we mentioned, range anywhere from $500 to $2,500. Applications will be reviewed by a committee the week of May 18th and will be dispersed immediately following review pending availability of funds. A short one-page application is available for you at www.atlanticiowa.com and must be emailed to the Chamber at chamber@atlanticiowa.com or dropped off at the Chamber office at 102 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. Elsewhere in the news, the coronavirus pandemic forced the court system to pause and created a backlog of cases and hearings for attorneys. Linn County attorney Jerry Vandersanden told KCRG-TV that they're gearing up to take on extra cases and learn what the new norm will be.
The justice system is treading water, but right now we're waiting for that tidal wave of the backlog of cases to hit our shores.
Vandersanden said there are hundreds of cases on his office's plate right now, and most of those cases will be decided without a jury. But he said about 2 or 3% of criminal cases will still need one, and that means a lot more people would need to be in the courtroom.
We can't ask people to come to the courthouse unless we can ensure their health and their safety.
The date currently is set to restart civil and criminal non-jury trials is sometime in June, with criminal jury trials expected to start the following month. The Iowa Supreme Court is currently working with several legal professionals to start rolling out a plan. Sixth District Chief Judge Patrick Grady told KCRG-TV that he expects it to be a slow restart.
My guess is we'll start doing maybe one at a time and to see how we do with structuring some social distancing.
He says they will also possibly see how it works to wear masks. Grady said these plans have been in the works since the courts partially closed in March. Attorney Peter Riley said they will have to figure out how to deal with the new situation to still allow for a fair trial.
The system's going to be changed to allow more things be done not in person. But again, you can't really try a trial where you have witnesses that have to be examined, particularly if you have a jury that has to listen to the evidence.
All the final details on getting the court system back up and running are still being worked out. Federal regulators have reached settlements with two agricultural storage and supply businesses to resolve alleged violation of clean air regulations. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, said in a news release Thursday that it inspected Midland Marketing Co-op Incorporated and Troy Elevator Incorporated in response to accidental releases of anhydrous ammonia that injured workers. Anhydrous ammonia is corrosive to the skin, eyes, and lungs. Exposure can result in injury or death. Midland owns a facility in Palco, Kansas. Troy Elevator owns facilities in Bloomfield and Blakesburg, Iowa. In an update to our report Sunday morning, the Cass County Sheriff's Office late yesterday morning said two people were injured in a rollover accident that took place at around 6 a.m. Sunday, according to the investigative report. A 2004 Chevy Colorado driven by 25-year-old Garrett Jamison of Fontenelle had been traveling south on 690th Street just north of Tucson Road when a deer entered the road and made contact with the pickup. The vehicle left the road and rolled over. Jamison and his passenger, 22-year-old Brittany Green, were transported by ambulance to the Dare County Hospital in Greenfield. Damage from the accident amounted to $10,000. A call about an assault in Council Bluffs Wednesday morning resulted in the arrest of a man on burglary and assault charges. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports 51-year-old Eric Allen Thompson of Underwood was taken into custody for assault with intent to inflict but without serious injury, burglary in the second degree resulting in serious injury, and domestic abuse assault first offense causing bodily injury. His total bond was set at $12,000. And two men were being held on separate charges in the Nebraska State Penitentiary were transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail Wednesday to face charges here in Iowa. 30-year-old Nicholas Iverson was wanted for criminal mischief in the second and fourth degrees, domestic abuse assault first offense, harassment in the first degree, and on a hold for another law enforcement agency. And 28-year-old Anthony Keith Stokes was transported to the Pott County Jail Wednesday for theft in the second degree, on a hold for another agency, and for ongoing criminal activity. In their daily COVID-19 update yesterday, the Iowa Department of Public Health said 12 people had died from the virus over the past 24 hours for a total since March of 318. The number of Iowans who have tested positive for COVID-19 increased by 386 to 13,675, and the total number of Iowans that have been tested was 89,294. Officials say 42 Iowans were admitted to a hospital for treatment of the virus for a total of 405. 134 COVID-19 patients were in an ICU. 93 patients were on ventilators as of yesterday. 6,231 Iowans were recovering from COVID-19, and there have been two new long-term care facility outbreaks for a total of 35. Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday touted in her press conference the achievements of the COVID-19 testing organized through TestIowa.com.
3 weeks ago, I announced the launch of Test Iowa, a statewide initiative to significantly expand COVID-19 testing for Iowans. Our partnership with Nomi Health created access to more than 500,000 FDA-approved diagnostic tests, the technology to process samples at the state hygienic lab, and the capabilities to enhance data analysis. I'm pleased to announce that the state hygienic lab completed the Test Iowa validation process yesterday, achieving high ratings of 95% accuracy for determining positives and 99.7% accuracy for determining negatives.
And Reynolds said more than 400,000 assessments have been completed over the previous 23 days on TestIowa.com. More than 4,300 have been tested, and over 4,000 Iowans have been notified of their results. The latest drive-through test site opened Saturday in Storm Lake. The other eight sites are in Des Moines, Sioux City, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Denison, Davenport, and Ottumwa.
A lot has happened in a short amount of time. The rapid implementation of Test Iowa was necessary so more Iowans could get tested as soon as possible. Now we're focused on process improvement. As we continue to ramp up, we're working on optimizing our operations and improving the overall Test Iowa experience.
She said that with the validation process achieved, the state will be opening up the parameters for testing to persons otherwise not tested through Test Iowa. The restrictions are lifted now, and Iowans are able to visit their dentists again, but the experience will be quite different for most of us due to the pandemic. Dr. Jeffrey Chaffin, Chief Dental Officer for Delta Dental of Iowa, says, don't expect to just pop into your usual six-month checkup.
You should expect a call before you go into the office to see whether you've been sick or exposed to COVID-19. Temperature would be pretty common in most dental offices as well. And then fewer people in the dental office. The dental waiting room is going to look different to support social distancing.
Many dentists will also ask that only the patient come to the office without other family members. Most dentists and hygienists wore masks and gloves before the coronavirus swept in, so now they'll be taking even more precautions.
Dentists may wear different types of masks. They're kind of called an N95 mask, which a lot of folks may have heard about, which is actually a respirator. Or they may use traditional masks along with a face shield. And it'll take a little bit longer to clean up afterwards as well.
Until there's a vaccine for COVID-19, Chaffin says there will always be some degree of risk with any type of contact, but dentists are doing all they possibly can to ensure the health of their patients.
So we really suggest that while it's safe to visit a dentist, for very high-risk people, they kind of have to look at everything they do within their life and assess that risk. So if somebody has some type of a disease that makes them really high risk, they may want to put off visiting a dentist as well as doing a lot of things that they would have normally done in the past.
There are about 1,700 practicing dentists in Iowa who operate out of about 2,500 offices, and many of them have already reopened.
Other offices have waited. They kind of had a May 18th number in their head, and so they're trying to get all the new PPE that they need and training their staff on the new procedures. So we're seeing some offices open up last Friday. some throughout this week, but many had waited to May 18th, next Monday.
Most dentists in Iowa are also small businesses, and Chaffin says while a few have permanently closed during the pandemic, the majority are either open now or will be open soon. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.